This is Ted Kennedy. Deeper cuts in defense are the best way to pay for needed investments in domestic priorities. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a consensus is emerging to make the 1990s a decade of reviving the economy and rebuilding America after the wasteful binge of the 1980s. That means major new investments in critical areas such as job training, education, and health care. The problem is finding the resources to pay for these investments. You'll be the last right-winger to cut Pentagon spending, Al, but it's got to be done. The world has changed dramatically since the 1990 budget deal. Why keep pouring scarce revenues into Cold War levels of Pentagon spending when the Cold War's over? Let's cut defense spending by at least a third over the next 7 years and save billions of dollars for urgent priorities here at home. A transfusion from the Pentagon, Al. It's the best way to rebuild America and revive our prostrate economy.
Ted, as the world changes, our nation's defense should honestly reflect those changes. But let's make certain defense spending is based solely on what the country needs. Not a dime more, not a dime less. Ted, you would love to convince America that we don't have a thing to fear from the collapse of the Soviet Union. All the same, Boris Yeltsin announced a few weeks back that nuclear missiles continue to be aimed right at the heart of the U.S. Also, weapons-grade plutonium is now making its way into the world market, and a new CIA report warns of the danger of 900,000 former nuclear workers who could well peddle their talents to nations looking to build the bomb. Yes, Ted, the Cold War is over. But your short-sighted, wishful, extravagant thinking will sow the seeds of some future conflict which could find the U.S. wholly unprepared. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to build a strategic defense since the old Soviet's nuclear stockpile is up for grabs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.